But this thing is a bioweapon. And we need to understand something. You know, Dr. Francis Boyle from Harvard, he's a PhD Harvard professor, you know, he did a show a few years ago, and he talked about the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act that he helped write back in 1989 and how it made it illegal for labs in the United States to work on bioweapons because of that act, punishable by life in prison and death in some cases if you're involved in killing people with it. So what happened, these labs, they moved to Africa to circumvent the laws in the United States. They moved to Guyana, and they opened up a BSL-4, a biosafety level 4 laboratory. They went to Liberia, to Monrovia, and they opened another lab. They went to Sierra Leone in Kenema, and they opened another lab because these countries were not party to the bioweapons treaty. And this is biological warfare work. And the CDC and Tulane University have been involved and have been in Africa working in these laboratories since 1988. We gotta get this through our head. This is not a joke. It's real. Now, whatever the heck it is, it's a nightmare. And we've got to realize that these things are genetically modified with a gain of function uptake. And I told Sharon this morning, I said, it's like taking a paragraph of instructions, you know, that you look at and you read on how to perform a laboratory experiment. And what you do is when you have the end of one period, you add in SARS, severe acute respiratory virus. Then at the end of the next period, you add in AIDS, HIV, period. And you splice these things into the genome, creating gain of function. So now the paragraph, instead of being 5 sentences long, is 8 sentences long of genetic coding into this viral load. So you basically get this information put into your body with this thing replicating in your system, and it makes you unbelievably weak and very unbelievably sick because it is a bioweapon. And then if that doesn't kill you because of the gain of function, they put you in the hospital, throw you on remdesivir, which causes kidney failure within 5 days and cascading organ failure within 10 days, then on a ventilator, and you die anyhow. Especially if you've got comorbidities like you're obese or have high blood pressure or, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, then you die anyhow. And then just to make it like even better, they insert in the vaccine another sentence into the paragraph of instructions in the vaccine telling your body to downregulate its own immune system so you can't fight it. So you basically allow cancer to take over in your body. Glioblastomas, all the other types of cancer, ovarian cancer, lung cancer, brain cancer. Also, they start popping up everywhere because now your body's being told not to fight it anymore, because if it were to fight it, it would stop the reproduction of the spike proteins in the cells. It'd say, no, this isn't supposed to be here. We got to get rid of it. So they have to depress your immune system. This is a bioweapon. This is what they're doing. And the kill shot is as bad as the viral load. And what happens when this thing goes into this genetic coding, this 2, 4, 8, 16, when it starts doing that, it's usually the introduction of a new one or something modified in that new one with another sentence added to it. And what it does, it spreads very, 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 very quickly. You'll see it. You see the Delta run through the population. You see the Omicron run through the population. You see the original run through the population. And then what they do, they keep releasing these different variants, which may be very close to the same original product, but with a little more of a twist to it. So the immune system that you developed with antibodies doesn't work anymore. That's what I think they're doing. Because, I mean, I've had this stuff a couple times now. So has Austin. And, you know, we've got really good immune systems, and we take supplements. Well, if we had the same thing been introduced again, our body would have taken care of it. That's what I think they're doing to it, because this is the best way to get the population to be compliant on wearing the masks. And remember, the N95 masks are almost impossible to breathe through. You're going to really, really, really cause severe acidosis in your system, elevated carbon the oxide levels, massive reduction of O2 levels by breathing through these things, and you're going to have a massive increase in bacterial pneumonia. And your body does not have the ability, if you had the shot, to fight off the bacterial pneumonia because your immune system has been downregulated. Everybody needs to see what's going on. And then you need to take a look at what's going on also with what's happening with these people now that basically aren't there anymore, who used to work and do different jobs, and you put a help wanted sign up, and there's nobody applying anymore. But yet 30% of the small businesses are supposedly out of business now, which many of them are, including restaurants. And 60% of black businesses, from black folks, African Americans, are out of business now because of the shutdowns that Donald Trump did. But yet, where are all the employees you're supposed to have? I personally believe, and I can't verify it because there's really no way to do it, is that there's a much higher kill rate going on right now, and that's why it's so impossible, it seems, to find people who want to work, including the 65 million people that are addicted to opiates every single year in the United States, with the hundreds of thousands dying over the past few years from the opiate addiction and overdosing and fentanyl. They're doing all of this stuff because they control the media and they control science, so they don't have to tell you what they're doing. And they use the... I'm going to say some stuff I shouldn't say, but I'm going to say it. The U.S. Agency for National Development, all right, that's the USAID. Go to their website. They tell you how they're there to prevent countries from backsliding, you know, as far as democracy. They are a CIA front agency. I don't like to call them out like that, but that's what they are. And we need to understand that this group of this U.S. Agency for National Development has been working through the CIA in Sierra Leone developing bioweapons. In fact, Sierra Leone got so mad they shut down the Kanema laboratory, accusing them of basically working with the CIA and trying to start pandemics, including Ebola. Oh, yeah. So I'm calling them out today for who they are. And we need to realize this same CIA front group works with Fort Detrick and the CDC. They're all together in the same little alphabet group that basically is being controlled by the international banking cartels and being controlled by the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferians who run the world. This is who's doing all this crap, and we got to understand that. This group is completely out of the books because of the Exchange Stability Fund, which seems to be the only – I'm the only person who ever talks about that – that was developed in 1933, that was funded by the gold that doggone Franklin Delano Roosevelt seized. And it was this group that runs the black ops and the off-book balance sheets that doesn't have to go through Congress, through the Exchange Stability Fund, which is running all the dope out of Afghanistan and now the fentanyl from around the world. Yeah, that's the same people. So we got to get this. But, of course, nobody ever wants to talk about these guys. And quite frankly, it's kind of dangerous to talk about them. I really don't want to talk about them either. But the thing about it is that that's what's happening right now. But they're all being controlled through the international bankers. And that's why we talk about that this is not a battle of flesh and blood. And you say, well, gosh, this is crazy, Ted. You've never covered this stuff before. I know I haven't talked about a lot of this stuff in depth like this because I don't really want to get involved with a lot of this stuff with the CIA and other things. Last night I had a young kid come over, 18 years old, and he's a military intelligence. Well, just went into the military. And I asked him, I said, how woke is the Army? He said, woke. He said, there are so many gays in the Army. And if you say something about a gay, you're called out. You're sent in front of administration. And if you say it a couple times, they throw you out. That's how woke it is. And I said, well, what about the abilities to fire weapons? He said, oh, we very rarely ever fire weapons. Listen to this. I said, well, have you ever fired a 50 caliber? Oh, no, we got to carry them, but we couldn't shoot them because the people that are in the military now are so incompetent that they've never fired weapons, most of them, and they don't want them killing people by using live rounds, so we don't use even blanks. We just walk around with the guns. What kind of crap is that? He told me this last night, Austin, and I said, this is insane. I said, what happens if the Chinese or the Russians decide to come in with a military presence in the United States with our militaries? Oh, we're completely unprepared. He says, we don't use live rounds. It's too dangerous. But we have transgender surgery available for everybody if they want it. And we have gays everywhere, but they can't even shoulder a 50 caliber Barrett because they're not strong enough. They're too weak, and they're given passes as far as what needs to be done. And we don't use M16s anymore because they don't have adjustable stock lengths on them. We use fully automatic AR-15s, but we're not allowed to shoot the ones that are fully automatic. We can only do single shots. And I'm like, what the – H-E double sticks happened to our military. What happened to the boys that went on to Normandy Beach in Omaha Beach and did all this stuff back in the 40s with the Germans and all the other things? Where'd they go? Well, they've been woke. They've been basically told they can be a boy or a girl. They've been given hormone therapy. The United States, as we know it, guys, it doesn't exist anymore. And I had a top physician send me a text yesterday, and I like this lady. She's smart. And she said the real crisis is the inability to think independently, the unwillingness to dig into the data, the refusal to debate in good faith, the deferral to experts, the disregard for individual rights and the embrace of mobbing and allowing emotions to define what is real. And I said to her, I said, those are all true statements. And I said, but I disagree with is it for it being the real crisis. The real crisis is the erosion of Christianity. Everything else is precipitated from this tragedy. And this is where we find ourselves right now. Until we go back to Jesus, who's the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, who delivered us from the evil one, who fought his, gave his life on Calvary, we're not going to fix this mess. But they've taken Christ out with the Masonic lodges. And with all of this woke mentality, with preachers being gay and preachers being transgender and preachers being so transgender and so weird and so gay, they leave the pulpit and start their own porn site. Oh, my gosh, it's nauseating. Why? Because the true relationship that we need to have with Jesus hasn't been promoted from the pulpit anymore. It's turned into a bunch of name it, claim it, blab it, grab it weirdos. They don't preach repentance. And I've talked about this so many times. And guys, listen to me. There's a real, real, real problem right now with what's happening in the United States and what's happening, you know, with everybody's immune systems. Remember Dr. LeBeau, when she was meeting with Jesse Ventura on his show, you know, Conspiracy Theory, 10 years ago. You guys can look it up. Now, I don't care for Jesse Ventura because of what he did and some of the people that he slammed on a show. But we got to realize that this thing is very, very, very real. And there's certain things that we need to do and certain things and certain supplements that we need to take that if we don't, we're going to really, really compromise our immune systems. And there are several. I'm going to give you a list. I don't usually do this, but I'm actually going to give you a list. And I'll have Sharon actually post this on the St. Brouwer site. But we have to remember, we need to be taking N-acetylcysteine. NAC. I cannot urge you enough on that one. And again, I told you last week we were going to have to restrict how many you could buy. You guys responded and started, you know, some of you guys, I told you, you guys are smart. You're buying case lots. Now we're down to three. We can't do it because we can't get it anymore. You got to take the NAC. It's so very, very, very important. In addition to that, you can use green tea. Green tea is a great one. Plus D3K2. Now, I'm going to give you this list right now. D3K2. Vitamin C, NAC, ivermectin if you can get it, black seed oil, quercetin, zinc, magnesium brain food, and also magnesium glycinate, both those, turmeric. Those are the key things that you need to have in inventory and be taking on a regular basis if you want to stay healthy with this mess. Just quite frankly, I can't be any more direct than that with you guys. You have to take certain supplements. Now, if you don't want to do it, then okay, don't. But guys, listen to me. It's a bioweapon with gain of function out of Wuhan that was built at Fort Detrick. They got in trouble with it because of the biological weapons treaty that I just told you about from 1989. They went, oops, we got busted. So we got to take it offshore now. That's what Fauci did. He funded the gain of function in Wuhan where they added another sentence to the doggone instructions to these viral loads. And they keep adding additional sentences and twisting it and torquing it and twisting it and torquing it until they reach their stated goal of 500 million people on the planet. Because whoever the planetary overlords are who are ruling things, this would be the Kabbalist Luciferians answering to their off-world entity Lucifer. You want to call them an alien? Do it. You want to call them an Anunnaki? Do it. It doesn't make any difference. That's what's running the planet. And if we don't get it, it doesn't make any sense. It's through the ancient Canaanite religions that I seem to be the only person that talks about. These people have been doing this for thousands and thousands of years. They did it in the Garden of Eden, guys. Lucifer shows up as a snake, as a reptile, and deceives Eve and Adam. And it all went cascading downhill from there. It's not like they haven't been around for a bit. They've been around for a long, long time. And then the fallen angels, these other aliens, whatever you want to call them, came down to the planet and started corrupting the human genome and breeding and doing experiments. It's like we're a giant petri dish that everybody wants to come in and stick their thumb in to see what they can do to us. It's horrible. That's why Jesus Christ came to deliver us from the evil one. You got to remember that. And without Christ, we have no hope. It's all through Jesus. Gosh, guys, listen to me. If you don't hear anything else that I say, get right with Christ. Get right with Jesus because these guys aren't stopping this time. They've shut down the entire economic world engine. because they want to bring in their new world order. And guys, we've got to stand. When all else fails, you got to do what it says in Ephesians. You got to put on the armor of God, and you've got to stand. Stand your ground is what the word of God says. And we've got to stand there.